Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on itoin.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. Summer is coming and that means vacation, but if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow and that means nothing from last summer will fit and we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming and trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, welcome to Wind Down. How is everyone's 4th of July? Easton, you first.
Go Easton. Go.
I just wait to be called on. That's all I do. It was good. It was good. They do this really cute fireworks show in my village, Monrovia, California. And we realized we've lived here for 3 years. We realized we could watch it from our backyard this year. So no. Every other year we like go downtown and like stake out a good spot and everything. And then this year we're like, oh, we can just see this from the back porch. So, that is what we did. It was really nice. And we barbecued just my wife and I, and, yeah, had a good time.
Oh, I love that. Riley, what about you, Ben?
Yeah, just hung out with some friends. We went down to the beach for a little bit before it got crazy. It's always crazy at the beach around here, so we wanted to get there early. And then fireworks were popping this year. I felt like everybody had a need for fireworks. And so it was crazy, but I think it was nice to just sit with friends like, you know, we haven't seen in a while and watch the fireworks in the summer. So it was perfect.
Yeah. I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, we're free. Yeah. Like, it's just like, everyone's just like throwing, like, cause I went up north to Michigan and, which I honestly didn't know how I was going to feel. Cause the last 2 4th of Julys we RV'd and it was like this big, like family vacation. And so I, at first I was like, oh man, like, and the up North Michigan is like my happy place. It's my, like whenever I have anxiety, it's like the one thing where my therapist, like when we're always talk about, like when I was trying to like work on anxiety, they're like, pick a place that like just brings you so much serenity and so much peace. And so I was like, well, up North Michigan, like, no matter what, like just sitting on that lake, like there's something like I'm 100% me. I'm like, I'm not trying to be anything. I'm not like, I'm just like so carefree up there and just at peace. And so that's always like my happy place. And I'm like, shoot, like, I hope I don't go up there and it's ruined or it's like tampered because of like the memories that like I had with, you know, my ex and the kids. And it was like probably the best trip I've ever had.
Wow.
Now, yeah, it was a little challenging, you know, because, you know, first like single mom vacation and flying with them. And, but it was so And it was sweet too, because my cousin Jessica texted me and was like, you know, her and her Eric, my cousin, were talking, and they're like, it was so cool to see you just like kill the single mom game up north. And I was kind of like, yeah, like I did. Like I was like, you know, sure, there was moments where I'm like, ah, I could really use an extra set of hands here, but like, I just made it work. And it was just like, oh wow, this is like, I can do it. Like I did it. And it was, and we all survived, and we had a really fun time, and there was no stress and no like fight. It was just like, it was so relaxing, which I never thought I would say. I thought it was just going to be like, you know, sad. And then the fireworks show, I mean, Jay slept like the year before that, like he hated the fireworks. So it's like, I was able to like watch the fireworks and just like truly enjoy myself. And it was one of those moments where I was like, fireworks, I don't know why, but they always make me cry. Like, there's something about like, I'm like, oh, like something so free about fireworks. And so I was like crying, and then but it wasn't crying from like a sad place. It was I'm content and I'm happy, and it felt really nice. So that was my 4th of July. But
that's amazing.
but yeah. And now, I'm heading to Connecticut, next week. Or actually, I'm heading to Connecticut this week to film another Christmas movie in Easton. I'm gonna miss you. I feel like I almost, can you come visit on set?
I mean, if I'm invited, I would love to. I'm glad you brought that up, Janet, because I saw on your Instagram, which I pay close attention to, I saw you studying a script aboard a plane, and I want to know what we can find out about this movie. So it's a Christmas movie.
So it's a Christmas movie. I'm producing it with my co-star. Yeah. So I'm really excited about it. And Jessica, she's an amazing writer, and we kind of all came up with the idea and the concept. And it's been really cool to create this. And I can't wait to go film it. But I am it's like a flip or flop show. Oh. But I'm the star of it. So, so that's my job. And I, you know, go back to my hometown and to help save something. And, I run into my ex, which I'm really excited about. And so we'll have him on the podcast, and we'll do like the whole announcement on the next, we should do it. Yeah. For the next episode, we'll have him on, and he's awesome. He's such a great actor, and I'm so looking forward to it. And the kids are going to come with me for the first week and a half. So it'll be really fun.
I know that we've really nailed the like recording remotely and you know your way around all the gear, but I really think the show would benefit from a podcast where I go and run everything for you in person.
I 1000% agree. And I was just, you know, because I'm in LA at the moment, and it was nice, like, because I was kind of a little sad. I'm like, I miss coming in the studio. Like, I miss that environment of like the podcast studio.
I know. I haven't seen you in like 2 years. I don't know. I don't remember the last time I saw you in person. This was sad.
I think I had a baby belly, and I'm like, I had the baby before we left, but I miss you guys. And, but yes, please come to Connecticut. It'd be a lot of fun.
I'll be there.
And I'm super excited because we have Dorinda, who is, a housewife. Well, she was a housewife, but she's going to be coming on the show. Because she has a book coming out called Make It Nice. So I'm excited to get her on. But first, let's take a break.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for. But the truth is, moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hey, Dorinda.
Hey there. How are you?
How are you? I'm Jana Kramer. It's nice to meet you.
I'm Dorinda Medley. Nice to meet you. Where are you?
I am actually in Los Angeles. Where are you?
I am in the Berkshires on a very literally a stormy. We had a little mini tornado here last night.
Wait, you had a tornado in Massachusetts?
Well, we get these little mini things, and two of my trees came down last night, and it knocked out all the electricity. So I had It was pitch black. I had no internet, and I'm on 18 acres, and you don't know dark until you've been on 18 acres on a hill by yourself. It was really, luckily I have, you know, it's one of those things where it's so funny because like 6 months ago during COVID, I was buying like all these survival kits. You know how we were with Amazon. It just became like out of our minds. So I bought all these incredible camp lanterns. And I bought like 12 of them and I just had them charged in the garage. And I've got to tell you, they saved our lives because it was.
Well, and it's just, it's, is it you and your daughter now?
It's me and my daughter and Len, my housekeeper. But still the house is, you know, it's an old 1904 house. Oh my goodness. So it's very rambly. You know, it's like an old New England, old Stamford White house. And so it's like great during the day, but it's sort of, you know, listen, the house is sort of lives and breathes as it is because it's got so much history. It used to be a speakeasy. Stamford White built it. It's sort of a very sort of storyteller kind of house anyway. So sure. When you add the pitch black to it, it's like your imagination runs wild. But it was, it really was gave me pause to think last night. Like, now I'm going to set them up. I thought, you know what I'm going to do now? Now I'm going to set them up in each hallway so I could just, like, if it happens. But what a great investment. Oh, what a great investment.
Yeah, it's funny how that works out. And how old's your daughter?
27.
She's 27. Okay. Yeah. Wow. That's got to be really cool. I have a 5-year-old daughter, and I've always wondered, like, what our adult relationship is going to look like.
Well, it's, you know what? It's an ever changing thing. And I think the apex comes when they have their own children. Like, even Hannah just had a dog, and she's to watch her take care of a dog. She realizes what, you know, how giving you have to be. And she's like, oh God, Mom, I can see now why. I mean, I would lift a car for this dog. I'm like, wait to have a baby. But, you know, having, I think especially, I don't know, other than a daughter, but for me, I have a very strong relationship and a very strong bond with her. And I talk about that and with my mother, and this kind of invisible string that I truly believe in, because I believe things are sort of connected by the soul and not by the body, yeah. You know? And I think I learned more about that after Richard died. I chose to learn more about that. But it's an ever-changing thing with a daughter, because you want, as a woman, to be have them be better than you and not have to go through the pitfalls that you had to go through, right? But at the same time, you want to keep them aware of where they've come from. So, you know, and listen, it's a different world women are in now. It's a very different world than even I grew up in, because I was just at the cusp of women being, you know, having rights. And I mean, there was no Me Too movement. There was no opportunities. There was the huge voice. You really had to carve it out, but still sort of be gently stepping upon the old world. And I grew up in an ethnic family, so the old world was very alive and well in all ways. You know what I mean? She's very academic, very confident, and very assured as a woman, which is, you know, when we were doing the book she would help me with the book. She's a great writer. And she said, how would you describe me? I said, you're a noble citizen.
That's so sweet. How old were you when you got divorced from your first husband?
So I got divorced. Well, it really was separated. I was reading up about you. I know you're going through a difficult time right now, and I'm sorry about that. You know,
thanks.
It's terrible. I had an interesting situation because Ralph and I didn't divorce. I'm still very close to her father for a long time, but I divorced when Hannah was about 7.
Okay.
So that was like 2000. So I was born in 1964. So I was about what? Do the math, 20.
I'm terrible at math. So,
basically, I'm the calculator
generation.
I was 36.
Oh, yeah. I'm 37. So, yeah.
How long were you married?
It would have been 6 years a month ago.
Listen.
Yeah.
You know, everyone says, you know, with this ongoing thing, you know, divorce is a death. And especially when it comes unexpected, because as women, we lay out our plan. And I think it's one of our things that when I explored sort of going through the book, all the different steps, you know, I know myself, I got divorced and then I was single for about 6 years. And then I got married again. And then I was married for 6 years. And then he died. So it's sort of, I've seen, you know, growing up, going my independent way, getting married to an investment banker, having that fail, become a mother, be a single mother, get married again, be a widow. And it's really layered me for, you know, not to get stuck. Because I think as, you know, you're a young woman, you know, it's amazing. Stumbling blocks like this for women make us feel old. Mm-hmm. And you're not. I mean, I know myself, if I think back of how I used to think at 36, 37, I think, now what am I going to do? This is not the plan. You know what I mean? Really? I have to go out there again, but it's not going out again. You have a different set of armor now. You're a mother. You know, this is a great experience. Divorce will strengthen you. You will be a different person in your next relationship. You will be a different person in this period before your relationship. I think that, yeah, as typical as it is, it ends up being a necessary evil. I can't explain it to you. Like, it's one of the things I talk about all the time about women not getting stuck. I just find a lot of times women have a moment like this and then they sort of stop and look to the past as opposed to be wonderment about the future. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Didn't work out with the guy. Better you find out at 36 than at 60 and look back and say, why was I married to this asshole for 40 years?
Mm-hmm. How did you deal with the fact though, that like, cause I can't even imagine, like, obviously I know how hard divorce is, and, but then remarrying and then having someone then die, it's like, did you kind of have at the moment where you're like, really, God, like, can I just be happy for once? Like, and like, that makes me want to cry for you.
Not only did he die that year, my daughter went to college. So I became an empty nester and a widow. And you got to remember, before that, the year before that, we had just finished this house that we spent 3 years restoring, this, or 2 years before, and we had it all planned out. Like, I was like, I have done it. I've gone from Great Barrington to a telephone man's daughter to owning this fantastic house with this fantastic cousin. My daughter's going to go to college. She's going to write up there. We're going to travel. Like, I, Dorinda Medley, have figured it out. And then boom. I'm literally standing at the altar, burying him in the same altar where I married him 6 years before.
That's heartbreaking. How did he die?
He got sick, and then he just, you know, I don't really talk about it a lot in the book because of his kids, and I'm very protective of his children. But he got ill. He died of liver disease, and it happened all within 6 months, which was a blessing. It wasn't at the time. I was angry about it, but I looked at it. It was almost like God's protection. He was like, we're going to get this done fast and furiously. And it did. But, you know, you feel, you know, you feel, I'm sure you do too. You know, you sit, you think, what the fuck? You feel angry. You feel disappointed. You feel bewildered. You feel ashamed. You feel tired, right? You're like, you know, you got to manage, because then, you know, of course, whenever there's a break, you got to manage new people. That can be new boyfriends, girlfriends, that can be friends, that can be doing things differently as a family unit. Because, you know, now you have your family unit with your daughter, then you got to manage his family unit with the daughter. Then you got to manage how the, you know, making sure the daughter, even though she has this break, Ralph and I did it very well, thank God. But you're making sure the kids, because a lot of times, you know, the kids become the aftermath of the divorce, and they have to. Mm. One thing Ralph and I always make clear that Hannah didn't get divorced; we did. Mm. As far as Hannah's concerned, we are a unit. Mm-hmm. We function. We just have two households. You know, Ralph had a key to my apartment until I got married to Richard. But we had a different divorce. You know, I think when there's any kind of betrayal, and I don't mean to bring that up, but
yeah,
it's more difficult. But you got to separate it out. You got to separate it out.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard. And it's one of those things where sometimes, like, the process with us has been really challenging because there is that betrayal, but there's also, you know, he has so much resentment. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're the one that hurt me. Like, how are you being mean to me? Like, I'm like, this doesn't add up to me, you know? And it's, so it's like,
welcome to a man.
Oh, please tell me more to help me understand that. Cause I'm just like losing my mind. I'm like, there's a million mean things I could say to you, but I'm choosing to be like kind and walking.
You know what I say?
This.
I always say men have a beautiful art of spilling, like they're the type of person that they could, you know, God forbid, they can, you know, knock a glass out of your hand, a glass of wine out of your hand, and then yell at you that there's a stain on the garbage.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
You know what I mean? You're like, but you knocked the glass, and they're like, yeah, but look at this stain. But now what? Did you not drop the glass? I thought, yeah, but I dropped it because you, Nick, I don't care about the details. Here's your stain. Now you fucking, and then women were like, oh my God, I got to clean up the stain because we are problem solvers like that, right? Is he still with the, is he still with the person that caused the damage? And it is damaged, by the way. Anyone that comes into a marriage, I'm very old school, so you have to accept me. Anyone that comes into a marriage knowing that they are involved is a terrible person. And I hate to be, but you know, they not only did they know you were married, they knew you had a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is a terrible person, because I don't care if you're religious, spiritual, you guys had a bond and you do not touch a bond.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
Since the divorce?
Yeah.
I filed April 23rd.
Oh, so you're still in the mist.
Yeah. So, but I mean, everything's final. I mean, it'll be officially final next week. So, it's just been, but we've been dealing with infidelity for, I found out a year into our marriage, he'd been unfaithful with a bunch of women. So it's been 5 years of us trying to rebuild something that has just been really hard. And, you know, I have to look at myself and take some blame and accountability for, you know, the ways that I tried to, it was very hard for me to be in that kind of marriage where there was just not any trust. And as much as I tried, it was very hard. So I'm sure, you know, at times I was shameful and I said mean things. And
you cheated on you a year and a half in your marriage. So whatever that soil, whatever that, when you get married, it's a plant.
Yeah.
That you put in a garden, mm-hmm. then you feed it the soil and you feed it the right sun. And if you mm-hmm. feed it bad soil and you feed it ugly rain, you can't be surprised when the plant doesn't grow the way you're supposed to grow. So
yeah.
I get what you're saying, but I mean, how could you have not?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just, it's so heavy and it's so hard. And right now I'm in the place where it's like, okay, how do I raise my children? Cause we have two beautiful kids and I'm like,
just day by day. That's it. Cause you'd be surprised the power in day by day. Just don't even worry. Just feed them. Make sure they're safe, mm-hmm. love them, make sure they secure a relationship with their father that you don't have to be, you know, overly engaged in, and just go forth. I promise you, you will do it and you'll be better for it in the end.
But how do you have such a light and such a good energy when like you've had, because again, like you had your second chance at this fairy tale love and then it goes away.
Because you know what my mother said to me when I was bawling about Richard and bawling and crying and crying. And my mother is my oak tree. You know, she's just my rock. She said to me one day, and I was like doing bad things and drinking and not caring and angry and it's not fair. And I started doing that comparing and, well, look at that person. That person's not even a good person. So you know what
right.
I mean?
Yes. Yes.
I've done everything right. I've serviced to God. I've been a good mother. My mom said, you know what? She told me one day, you know, you met Richard 8 years ago now. I met him like 8 years ago, married for six. He said Hannah was like 10 and a half. He loved Hannah as if she was his own. She said, now let me ask you something. If God came to you and said, you're going to meet, go back then, you're going to meet someone for 7.5 years. Mm. Remember, he's going to love your child, raise your child. You're going to be exposed to things you never said. You're going to experience such great love, but then he's going to have to leave.
Ugh.
That's the deal. Will you take this deal? And I said, she said, well, would you do it? I said, yeah, mom, of course. She goes, well, that's what you got. Just because you think you know the beginning and the middle of the end, God has a different timeline. So don't be greedy. That's what you got. And now we're going to move on from that. You're going to get up every day, wash your face, and you're going to start moving forward again. And I just had to place it like that.
Oh, that like makes me cry. I'm like, what a beautiful, like, it's a beautiful way to look at it. Like I just,
yeah. And you should cry because loss is loss. And you know what? It will make you a different person. But I think in the long run, it will make, you know, you ever hear that beautiful story about the grapes and the grapes that are beautiful, they're just not as sweet. The most beautiful grapes that people pick in Italy are warm and dark and leathery, but the juice is beautiful because it suffers and it protects that beautiful juice inside. This is just, your life is hard.
Yeah. Oh, man. So how are you, like, because how many years?
It's going to be 10 years this year. Can you imagine?
Oh, so how do you get back out there and trust that, like, and to bring
slowly.
Oh,
and you should talk to people and you should get any kind of professional help you can do. And you should be shameless about it. And you should cry when you want to cry and you should not rush into anything. Mm-hmm. You should be very protective of yourself because it's a wound. And you should, you know, just do it slowly. There's no rush. And you know what? You got it all in front of you. You got your two kids. And it sounds like you have a beautiful career and you're a beautiful girl. And you know, you have a strong family bond.
Yeah, very much so.
You have your family. So you've already won. I mean, I'm very religious, so my religion helped me a lot. Uh-huh. You know, I'm not kooky religious, but I'm very spiritual. You know, I cling on to that, and that helped me a lot. And exercise and stay healthy.
So make it nice. What is your...
There you go. I just...
Yeah.
We did so the interview. That,
no, but make it nice. I mean, that is your... I mean, that's... That is probably... I mean, is it just kind of, is it showing the journey and how you've come to this place that this whole place that you are right now?
You have to suffer, and you have to go through things. You have to go through life, and all you can do is sort of look at it and try to do it as best you can, as honorably as you can, as accepting as you can, you know, and be in, and, you know, don't be in a rush. Slow and steady wins the race. You know, life really is a marathon. Like it's like a butterfly, you know, the monarch butterflies are the strongest, the ones that come out of the nest a little bit later because by the time they get out, their wings are so strong that it was worth taking the time to do it right. And, you know, as women, we like you're feeling right now, this is a roadblock, but you'll figure out a way around it. You know, you don't have to go through it. You'll figure out. You're like, you know what? I got to the path. I thought I was going to Italy, but now you may end up in France. So you'll learn French.
Right.
It's okay. Isn't that great? You thought you were going to end up in Italy, but instead you're going to France. That's okay. That's what my mother used to say. You thought you were going to the beach, but unfortunately you're going skiing. So adapt. You know, it's about adapting. It's about, you know, looking back on these things that we go through like this, not as disappointments, but as growth periods.
Yeah.
And really taking care of yourself. You know, as women, and I include myself, you know, we can get self-destructive. We start sleeping around, we start drinking, we start trying to keep up, trying to compare and contrast. Just stop. You'd be surprised how life unfolds for itself if you ask it to.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. It's just, I think it's like the hardest thing is like, how powerful your mind is too, you know, and how much, you know, I'm like, oh, well, I guess I don't deserve that. So let's choose the next relationship that's just as destructive.
Fear is a wonderful tool for women, isn't it? We grab right onto it.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't pick up that hammer.
Did you enjoy writing your book?
It was an absolute joy, and it came at a perfect time because, as you know, I was on The Real Housewives last year and it was COVID. So I kind of used it as a time because I've been, you know, it's so funny. I love to talk. I love people, but I never take time to like really take stock of what I've done, where I've come from and what I believe, because I'm always talking and I love women and kind of empowering women. And I always say I would have probably been great in like a harem, right? One husband, 15 women. Talk all day, cook.
That's amazing.
Or a commune liver. I would be a great commune liver because I like people, right?
Yeah.
But it was nice because COVID allowed me to sit still and stop talking and start writing it down and thinking and going through these phases of my life. It was a real, gift, you know, because I have been through a lot, you know, and I'm really proud of myself. And I haven't often said that about myself because I'm always doing, but it's just about, okay, I got through that. Okay, I got through that. So to go back and really honor my relationships and the experiences I've had and the downfalls and the, you know, I was watching the other day, A Little Chaos, and she says the most beautiful thing in it. She says that, you know, women should be noted for their, she says something, don't take it word for word. I'll watch again. You can watch it. She said, women are often recognized for their faults, which are vulnerabilities, but not for their successes. We're really good at pointing out our vulnerabilities and our faults, but we're really bad at pointing out our successes. So I was like, that's it, you know?
Yeah. And I think there's something so
powerful. Who would have thought this would have turned into a therapist?
I know, right?
You're crying. I'm crying.
But it's so good though. It's so real. And I think like when you, like what just hit me.
That, whatever you call it, that could be God. That could be your angel. There's someone out there that put us together today.
Yeah. And I think.
Maybe a shitty interview, but we certainly got a therapist. I know.
But I think there's something so beautiful of you being like, you know, saying that you're proud of yourself. And I can't even, you know, it, and that like chokes me up because the voices that I feel like us women speak to ourselves are so toxic.
All the time.
And
we have to work on that. And you know what? And also too, what you just said, which is very interesting. So when you don't have that anymore, you know, I said the great thing about a postmenopausal woman, the sex thing is sort of not as important. So it's crazy because that sex thing and childbearing make you a little nutty, right? It does.
Yeah.
So when you're me at 56 and you're like, oh, I just want to watch TV and go to sleep at night. You know what I mean? I want to make money. I want to be happy. I want to go on vacation with my girlfriend. It's amazing because you don't, you know, you don't have all that craziness because it's all that questioning and craziness and am I worthy and should I date and am I going to get married again? It can really make you loopy. And I think in some ways men tune into that a little bit because, you know, we're all as far, you know, a lot of men love to say that thing. You're crazy. You're nuts. And it creates such anger that it makes us look crazy and nuts.
Or make us feel like we're crazy. I'm like, am I crazy? Like, I know I could have maybe been like a little less naggy and like, yeah, I was controlling at times because of the environment
and
what that was caused. But I'm like,
you know, as your intelligent self, it had nothing to do with that.
I know, but it's very hard not to like when you
very
hear that,
hard.
It's very hard to not listen to those. Cause I'm like, and I was helping a girl. Some people DM me sometimes and they're like, hey, like I just feel, and I'm like, I can so easily give the advice to other people, but I can't take it myself. Like I know that yes. Was I controlling? Yes, I was. But was it because of the environment that was created? Yes. Like
yes.
Both those things can be true, but like I put on so much guilt for that.
Well,
and
I
it's
wouldn't.
Like, but yet I tell other people not to.
Well, that's right. Because it's easier to give than follow. It's easier to give direction than follow. It's easier to tell someone to do 10 push-ups than do them yourself, right?
Yeah.
You can say to someone doing 10 push-ups really good for every day. But when you have to do them, you're like, this is hard.
Yeah. My boobs, I'm not, my doctor told me I'm not allowed to with my new boobs. I'm not allowed to do push-ups.
Oh, new boobs. So that's great. Good. That's a good, you know, I think that when people, when there's any kind of betrayal, it's a wound. And just like any kind of animal, you protect the wound. So you get a little jittery, you know, after you get the wound, right? It's trauma. So, you know, I just would not, if I were to give you some advice as an older
woman. Oh, yes, Dorinda, please. You're now my new life coach. Like,
I would say, stop the thinking about the past and just today and go forward and be like, I would just like pretend until you are strong enough, it doesn't exist. Just until, I'm not saying forever, but for now, just until you can, you know, really exhale and get strong and heal yourself and lick your wounds again, I would just put that on hold. Because maybe, just maybe, in a year, 2 years, you'll be able to look at that and say, oh, I don't even care anymore. Can you, I mean, maybe they should try it. I mean, nothing, you're not gonna, because it's a little bit spinning your wheels. It's probably taking away from some positive things that you could probably develop over the next 12, 16 months of your life.
For
right?
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Go out there and enjoy your new boobs.
Oh, I have, trust me.
Good.
Trust me, girlfriend, it's good. Oh, Dorinda, thank you for making this, for making it nice.
Oh, good. Good enough. I mean, I'll send you with the book. I'll put a nice note personally to you.
Oh, and I'm going to buy one too. But yeah,
no,
I just, I appreciate, no, please.
I hope,
and everyone,
I hope I didn't ruin it for you or going
wrong. Are you kidding
direction.
Me? No, you are incredible. And I hope everyone gets your books, a book, Make It Nice on Amazon or wherever books are sold. But seriously, I appreciate you.
And good luck. And if you know,
being authentic.
I'm a mother. I've gone through this. If you ever want to make a question or have a chat, I'm here.
I would love that.
I mean it. I'm a good listener.
Oh, I you are, and I appreciate you, and I will take you up on that. So thank you so much.
Right.
I appreciate you.
Bye.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So
It's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
Okay, I am obsessed with her. Kendall, can you please pop on right now? And Kendall is our new, how would you call yourself, a producer? What's the new Kendall name for Kendall?
Yes. So my title actually is a podcast researcher.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome Kendall to Wind Down. I am obsessed with Drinda and now I want to go back and watch every single housewife like show that she was on.
You will be obsessed. I mean, she is just a ball of energy and amazing.
But like, I couldn't, like the entire time that we were like on the interview, I was like, she probably doesn't like yell at people or like, was she like a
She was a mediator, like, you know, was very level-headed, but there was times where you're like, whoa, like, especially right now, I feel like you probably couldn't tell, but she is so much fun and a fan favorite. And I know for all the Real Housewives fan, they were like so upset that she wasn't on this new season.
Why wasn't she on?
You know, I think she just had her time. She's been on it for years. And like she said, you know, it was a gift. She had, you know, the time to sit down and work on her book and focus on other things in life. And I think that she was just maybe over it.
Oh my God. Well, I'm like, we were like both crying. I was like, oh my God. But I just like, I loved her. She's so sweet. Like she's just like, she has like such a great energy and soul to her. So.
And she has the cutest bond with her daughter too.
I love that.
Yeah.
she was the best. I hope you guys enjoyed that and got some, if you're in that spot of kind of feeling stuck, like she said, you know, the past is the past. Start just focusing on today. I know it's so much easier said than done, but you are not alone. See you next week.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.